It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor, I'm glad we're back together again. Do you see what I brought with me today? Some flowers growing in this pot, growing in some earth in this pot. I like to look carefully at things like flowers. Let's look carefully and quietly at this flower, at these flowers together. One day when I was a little boy, I was playing outside and I picked a flower from one of our neighbor's gardens. I didn't know that you're not supposed to do that. It just looked so pretty to me that I wanted to take it to my mother. Well, when I gave it to my mother, she asked me where I had found it. I told her that I'd picked it in our neighbor's garden. And she said that nobody but our neighbor was allowed to do that. That was no for me. After that, I would look at those flowers and think, no, can't pick. But I could look at them, and they were still beautiful to look at, even if I couldn't have them. You know, if you do look and listen very carefully, you'll find that each flower in the whole world is different. Even though they're all flowers, each one is unique in its own way. If you will look carefully, listen carefully, you will find a lot of things. Carefully look and listen. It's good to look carefully, listen carefully. That's a way to learn a lot of things. Carefully look. Look and listen. Some things you see are confusing. Some things you hear are strange. But if you ask someone to explain one or two, you'll begin to notice a change in you. If you will look carefully, listen carefully, that's a way to learn a lot of things. Carefully look, 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 and listen. There's so much that we can learn from flowers, from people, from animals, from all living things. Somebody at the door. Let's see who that is. Why, it's Mr. McFeely. Come in, Mr. McFeely.
Speedy delivery.
Did I order something?
Well, some time ago, you asked me to get this film for you, and it just came in the library today.
Oh, what's it about?
Well, now, I'll give you a hint.
All right.
It's outside. So come this way. Right down here to the sidewalk. The hint is out here.
Yes. Oh, here's some boxes. Is it in the box?
No, no.
Well, is it the tricycle itself?
That's right. That's the hint, the tricycle.
Oh, you mean this film is about how people make tricycles?
That's right. That's what the film's about.
Oh, good. Could you watch it with us?
Now, let me check. I have, Werninskys, Vogels, Costas. I think I can do it. I have about 10 minutes already.
All right, come inside. And maybe you can tell me about it.
I will. As we watch it, I'll tell you about the film.
All right.
I think you'll find it interesting.
Right in, and we will see how people make tricycles.
Right on. Picture, picture.
Well, this is something I hadn't expected. Good, Mr. McFeely. How people make tricycles.
Each tricycle has many parts.
Well, what part are the people making here?
Well, they're making the wheels, and they're made from pieces of wire that are fastened onto a circle of steel, you see?
Oh, look.
This man connects the circles, then puts them into a machine that shapes them to fit the tire.
Oh, I see. The spokes are just kind of stretched out.
Mm-hmm.
What are they doing here?
Well, they're putting a hub on the wheel. That's the center part that holds it together. Now, this machine puts the cap onto the hub.
Oh, the hub on the wheel and the cap on the hub.
After the front and back wheels are cooled off, this man inspects them to see that they're made just right.
Oh, this person must be painting them.
Well, that's right.
Look how he does that. Doesn't use a paintbrush, uses a spray paint. Now what's going on?
Well, now it's time to put the tires on. This man runs the machine that stretches the tire open so that the wheel can drop right in.
Well, that's fun to watch that. Look, stretch in. Well, these must be the back wheels.
Well, they are. This machine's smaller, but it works just the same way.
Uh-huh.
Now, this man is making the step plate. The back part of the tricycle that you step on?
Oh, yes. What are those wires on his gloves?
Well, no, they're for safety. They keep his hands away from the machine when it comes down. Now, what? See, they pull it back?
Oh.
Now, when that's finished, it's ready for the axle to be put on. The axle is the part that connects the back wheels.
More painting, it looks like.
Yeah, the tricycles they're making are red, so each piece must be sprayed.
Mm-hmm. That looks like pipe.
Well, this man makes the handlebars from that pipe.
Well, he seems to know exactly where to bend it.
Yes, he does. He's very good at his job.
They all seem to be good at their jobs. Handlebars.
That's right, the handlebars. He's right here. They're coating them with chrome. And
well, what's that for?
This keeps it from rusting.
Oh. They're very shiny, aren't they?
They are.
Look at all those wheels.
A lot of tricycles are made here. It takes a lot of parts and a lot of people. When all the parts are made, this man checks to see that they're all together properly. It's called the final check.
Hmm. There are the handlebars.
And you'll see in a moment a seat to sit on. There it goes on the tricycle.
Oh, good.
And when he's finished, the tricycles are put into boxes and they're sent to the stores. Speedy delivery.
I know some children who like to ride tricycles.
Well, I have more deliveries to make right now.
I really enjoyed that film. Thank you very much.
Well, I thought you would. You know, you learn something old every day.
You certainly do, something old. I'll come out and say goodbye to you out here.
All righty. A few more deliveries to make today.
Yeah.
This is a very different tricycle than what we saw on the film.
Well, that's right. It's a bigger tricycle, but whether tricycles are big or small, or bicycles are big or small, or wagons or scooters, it's important to always look and listen carefully.
Mm-hmm, as you're riding.
Mm-hmm. I'll say right now, speedy delivery to you.
Speedy delivery to you, Mr. McFeely.
Bye-bye.
He said it's very important to look and listen carefully. He's right. If you will look carefully, listen carefully, that's a way to keep on growing carefully. Look, 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 and listen. Does your mother or father ever say you can never ride your tricycle in the street? Do they sometimes get angry when they think you might go in the street? Well, they say no about that because they care about you so much and they don't want you to get hurt. Let's go inside. We'll have some make-believe now. Come on, trolley. Yes, trolley. Last time we pretended that there was going to be a wedding soon in the neighborhood. Betty Okanak Templeton and James Michael Jones are going to get married. They have asked Lady Elaine and Lady Aberlin to be the bridesmaids and Henrietta Pussycat to be the flower girl. Let's make believe something about flowers and tricycles today. All right? Some make-believe in the neighborhood of make-believe, trolley. Okay.
Oh, hi, trolley. Bye, trolley.
Garden. I was sure I heard some crying in this garden. What is my large tricycle doing here?
I can explain, Daddy. I really didn't mean
Tuesday,
to.
Tuesday, I thought you were on your way to school.
I was, Daddy, but I saw your big tricycle, and, well, I just sat on it and I fell.
You know I told you that you are not to use my large tricycle Tuesday.
I know.
It's not your size, and it could be very dangerous. Now, what did I do the last time you rode my tricycle?
You sent me to my room.
And so you will do the same.
But I have to go to school.
You will go to your room immediately after school.
Oh, that really makes me angry.
And it makes me angry when you do things that could hurt you. Now, off you go to school.
Okay.
That's right. That's right. Off you go now. Well, my large tricycle. When a king says no, he means no. Certainly does.
I wonder why this tricycle's out here.
Oh, Handyman Negri, I presume. Oh,
correct as usual, King Friday. I didn't know you were out here.
Yes, I am here.
Oh, were you riding your tricycle?
I was not. I do not leave my tricycle in such a state as that.
What happened?
Tuesday disobeyed when I had told him no. He was not to ride my large tricycle.
Uh-oh.
He is to go directly to his room when he returns from school?
Yes, sir. Well, I'll take your tricycle back to its proper place.
Very good. I'm expecting Lady Aberlin and Betty Okanak Templeton at any moment.
Oh, did you hear about the wedding?
I did, and I expect to hear more.
Oh, here they come now.
Oh, hon, I just love weddings and organ music. Can you imagine
how
beautiful?
That would be so beautiful. Hi, Handyman Nedry.
Oh, and congratulations to you. I'm so happy for you.
Oh, well, thank you, hon. You're so nice to say so. I'm very excited about it myself.
Okay, I'll see you later.
Okay, then, hon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, look.
Betty Okanek Templeton and Lady Averlyn, I presume.
Correct as usual, King Friday.
And how may I be of service to you during this happy feast?
Well, since you're a king, I thought you might be the one to perform the wedding ceremony.
Perform the ceremony?
Say the words to marry Betty and Mr. Jones.
Oh, of course. I will read them in a kingly manner.
That makes me so happy, King Friday. Thank you for saying yes.
Where will the wedding take place?
In Southwood, hon, and Lady Averlyn will be one of my bridesmaids. And I want to talk with Prince Tuesday as soon as he comes home from school about being the one who...
No, that won't be possible.
Well, won't he be here?
He will, but he must go to his room as soon as he arrives home.
Oh, I think I understand.
A problem about a tricycle.
That's for father and son to work out.
Yes.
Well, now I must see how Daniel's coming with his practicing.
Daniel's going to be the ring bearer.
Oh, the one who carries the ring on the pillow.
We'll go see how he's doing.
He's practicing at school.
Farewell then, future bride and bridesmaid, until we meet again.
Oh, thank you, King Friday. I know you'll do a wonderful job of the wedding.
I expect that I will, and you too.
Thank you.
And farewell.
Bye-bye. Oh, there's so much to do.
Yes, we've got to see about the flowers.
I feel like I'm going in 10 directions at once.
Is there anything I could do to help during your busy time, ladies?
How thoughtful of you, hon. I just wonder if you might...
Maybe he could go over and check and see about Daniel and how he's coming with the ring bearing.
Lovely idea. Would you do that, hon? I mean, all you need to do is go to the school and see how Daniel is doing holding the pillow with the ring on it and walking along.
Of course I could.
That way we can go see about the flowers right now. Thank you so much, handyman.
I'm glad I could help. I'll see you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Come on, Beth.
So, children, that's how this country sends wheat to this country, and they're very happy to sell it and to buy it. So it works out to everyone's advantage, you know.
Miss Cow?
Yes, Daniel?
Do I have to practice now?
No, we have one more page in our geography. Let's just take a look at it carefully.
Mm-hmm.
Can someone tell me what this is?
I know one thing about it.
What's that, Prince Tuesday?
It's no place to ride a tricycle.
That's right. There's a lot of snow here.
It must be very cold.
Oh, it is.
Is it the North Pole?
That's right, dear. This is a photograph of the North Pole.
I think it would be too cold to have a wedding there, don't you?
You'd have to wear lots of very heavy clothes. Well, we'll talk more about the North Pole tomorrow. But now, I think it's time for Daniel to practice holding the pillow with the ring on it, if he wants to.
May I come in?
Oh, of course, Andy.
Hi, Andy.
We're glad to see you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Let's sing the welcome song for Handyman Negri, shall we?
Okay.
All right.
We welcome you today. We hope you like our happy school, and we want you to stay. We welcome you today.
Thank you very, very much. I came over to see how Daniel was doing with his ring bearing.
Oh.
How's it going, Daniel?
I just can't do it right, Handy. I thought it was going to be fun. I don't think I want to do it at all.
I'll do it. I'd love to be in the wedding.
Well, I'll try at home, but I'm just not sure about the whole thing.
Well, if you just try at home, Daniel, that will be fine.
Uh-huh.
And if you want any help, Daniel, just call on me, okay?
Okay, thanks, Handy.
Now, class, it's time to go on with our arithmetic.
Okay.
Well, I must be going. Thank you for your kind welcome.
Oh, surely. Goodbye, Handyman.
Bye, Handy.
Goodbye.
Thanks.
And now, Arithmetic.
I know one thing. A tricycle has three wheels, and a bicycle has two wheels.
Well, I think I like the roses and the dried gypsophilia myself.
Oh, and so do I.
I do, too.
Well, we all agree on that. That's wonderful. Oh, you're just the best bridesmaids any woman could ever have.
I am always a bridesmaid, but never a bride. But oh, my.
Hi, everybody.
Oh, hi, Andy.
How is Daniel doing with his ring bearing?
Oh, he's having some trouble, but I think he'll work it out.
Oh, I hope so. I do want him to do it.
I have to get back to the castle. I see that the trolley's coming.
Well, okay then, Horn. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
That's right, trolley. See you next time.
Anna is very eager to be in the wedding. You know what that means? Eager. That means that she wants to be in it very much. So Anna's eager to be in the wedding, and Daniel's not sure that he wants to be. Do you ever wish that you could be in a wedding? Well, that's my telephone. Hello? Oh, hi, Diane. You mean you really have finished it? Oh, well, of course I'd like to see it. Yes. Well, I'll come right over. All right. You'll be there then. Very good. Bye-bye. You remember last time I went to Diane Dangle's place and she started to paint a picture of me? A picture like this one that I have of my dad. Remember that? Well, she's ready for me to come for that picture now. So I just suggest that we go to Diane Dangle's place right now and see what that portrait looks like. Come along.
I hope you like it.
Oh, Diane, what a surprise. Well, you've put in the trolley, and Daniel, and Henrietta, and Lady Elaine, and the King and Queen, and X, and... You know, I haven't thought of myself in that way before. Thank you for helping me see myself in a different way.
Thank you. I stayed up all night to finish.
Oh, I can imagine that you did. When I left yesterday, there were just those two eyes. Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. I'll help you take it down.
What an artist you are.
And it's all wet except for the top, so if you carry
it, hold it up here.
Carefully, it'll be fine.
I really like this a lot. Here's a check for it.
Oh, thank you.
Well, thank you for agreeing to do it. I'll look at this with a great deal of pleasure.
Thank you, Fred.
Mm-hmm. I know my way out, so I'll just go out myself.
Wonderful.
Bye-bye. Goodbye. Let's go back to my place. What do you think of it? I'd like to compare it with the one that I have of my dad down here. put these two Mr. Rogers portraits together. And here's one of the father and one of his son. I think Diane must have understood that each of the puppets is a special part of what I think and feel, because she painted them right there on the portrait with me. Here's Daniel, Striped Tiger.
Well, I'm very glad to be on the portrait. I'm not so sure about being a ring bearer, but I'm glad to be here. And there's X the Owl across from me.
Here I am, just flying in to be part of this grand portrait. Yes, sir, and there's Henrietta Pussycat right over there, my neighbor Henrietta.
Meow, meow, beautiful meow. Meow, 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 flower girl, meow, meow, wedding, meow. Meow, meow, King Friday, meow, Queen Sarah over there.
Yes, I'm certainly here, and so is my Queen Sarah.
Yes, I'm very happy to be part of this, too. And I see that Lady Elaine is right in front. Well, I certainly am, Toots. And I always will be around with you.
And to think that Diane painted all of this with her fingers and just little rolled up pieces of newspaper. Do you sometimes wish that you could draw and paint just right? It's fun to use paper and paints, but some of us aren't very talented in making fancy pictures. Everybody has different talents, though, and it feels so good to discover the special talents that you have. I trust that's what you're doing. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make each day such a special day. You know how? By just your being you. I'll be back next time. Bye-bye.
People who gave the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people of this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.